Good morning. And welcome to First Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, please know that you are welcome here. Remember how the announcements were really short last week? They're not this week. Okay, so I'm going to start though. Next Sunday at Southwick Congregational Church, they will have their 250th anniversary celebration. And I'll be a we for them right now too. We need help. We need some folks to help serve. This bright idea came from someone at a dinner one night. Yeah, it was you actually. Michelle Weiner. In the name of fellowship. So we do need some help with some servers. You don't have to cook. The meal is catered. We need servers and we need cleaners. On the other hand, we do need a few people to come and represent us. Dan's going to be there and bring some greetings as our moderator from First Congregational Church. If you are serving or cleaning, we expect that you're also going to be eating. So I need to have a number because the meal is being catered by Tucker's. So we have to give them a number. Does this make sense to everybody? Oh, back there, you are so not excluded, people behind me. All right. All right, yeah, thank you. If you can help, Barbara, I'm going to have them speak with you and me. All right? Because Barbara James doesn't have enough to do. So, all right, if you can help, please see Barbara or see me. I will have a list. I will have a pad that looks like this color green on me right after church. A reminder, we have a church council meeting on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. It's already going to be the second Tuesday in April. Can you stand it? Judy, I know you have an announcement you'd like to make.
Wednesday, Christian Fellowship will be meeting again in the afternoon, and it's a very important meeting for this church. It involves that building next door. What's going to happen to it? We're very hopeful for a good change over there. We're going to ask questions to Ann Latini, who's the head of Domus, who has plans for the building, renovating it. And we'll also find out what's going to happen to Blessed Buys, too. So it's really important that you come to the meeting to see what the plans are for the future.
Great. Michelle Weiner.
Don't blame me, you get a nice meal out of it, okay? On Saturday is our Thunderbirds game. It's already here. If you haven't already gotten your tickets, today is the last day that we can guarantee you a seat with First Congregational Church so that they can release the rest of our tickets that they're holding to the general public because it's almost a sellout crowd. So there are some of these on the table at coffee hour. You can email me, you can text me, I can help you along, but it's for $20 you get into the game, you get a hot dog and a drink. Can't beat that. You get to sit with your peeps that you'd see today. So, and if you are a youth that wants to come and you need some help with financial support, please see myself after church and I'll make sure that your tickets are taken care of. Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle. Mamie.
I'll stretch. Your PCRC committee is in action, and we're going to ask for your assistance. Next Sunday, the 14th and the 21st, we will have available a survey for you to fill out to evaluate how we're doing as a church and how Reverend Paul is filling our needs. We hope that you'll all participate. We really need your feedback. And thank you for in the future for participating. Thank you.
PCRC stands for what, Mamie? Can we tell them what PCRC is? All right, so Pastoral Congregational Relationship Committee. Amy, because it rhymes with Mamie. There you go.
Next Saturday, which is April 19th, we are doing our family bowling night, and there is a sign-up sheet on my office door. So far, we have one fabulous attendee beside myself. I just need to see how much, because we're also getting pizza and soda for anybody that wants to attend. I just need to know to tell Spare Time how much to order and how many lanes to reserve. So if you think you're coming, if you're not sure, just put your name and how many bowlers you have on the sheet. It is $5 per person or $20 per family. If there is a need, let me know or let Paul know, and we can take care of it for you and your families as well.
Families come in all shapes and sizes. There is no definition of a family. If you want to come bowling, please come with us, okay? This afternoon, starting at 1:30, that was also for me. Make sure that I'm here on time. We'll have Bobby Crean's Eagle Court of Honor right here at First Congregational Church. So we're excited for that. Our last announcement is a thank you to Rick and Doug for the new banners that are hanging over Blessed By's. So that is no small feat to get up there. Because as you well know, I wasn't about to do it. So I don't climb. But thank you to Doug and to Rick for taking care of that for our wonderful thrift shop. I'm almost afraid to ask, are there any other announcements? You'll be happy to know that the sermon is short today. Let's take a deep breath in. Exhale. And let us worship God.
Please join me in the call to worship, found in your worship guide. This is the good news which we proclaim to you.
Jesus Christ is raised from the dead.
Walk in the light of his love.
Live in the light of his teachings and healing mercies.
Come let us worship the one who overcame death.
Let us celebrate the triumph of our Lord.
Please join us in the gathering hymn, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, in the blue hymnal number 68.
town and your worship, God.
God of grace and mercy, we want to continue singing the Alleluias of Easter, but there are days we just don't feel like singing. Sometimes we lock ourselves away, fearful of what has happened or what the day may bring. Sometimes we allow our doubts to overwhelm our faith. Sometimes we forget about the needs of our neighbors because we are so focused on ourselves. Forgive us. Draw us back to you and to one another. Help us walk in your love and light, that others may see in us the loving presence of the risen Christ. This we pray in his name, who taught us to call you our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, siblings in Christ, Jesus promises, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. Receive the hope and promise of this good news, for forgiveness is ours when we forgive one another. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. This is on? No, it's not on. Maybe it was on the whole time and I messed things up there. Oh, let's see. Hello? No? Sorry, you know what? I'll grab the microphone.
Now
I'm on? All right. Very good. I have a quiz. Are you nervous?
Yes.
Don't be nervous. It's a quiz. Who remembers the gifts in your spiritual Easter basket? Raise your hand if you know at least one of the gifts that we said were in the spiritual Easter basket last week. Mrs. Gaylord, love. She got the big one. Love. Mrs. Hawk.
Faith.
Faith. What do you think another one is, Greg?
Hope.
You guys, you're killing me here. I got one more, and it starts with the letter G. Well, gratitude is good. I like that one. But there's another G. And I'm hoping that someone under the age of 18 will get this. And it rhymes with ace.
Grace.
Yes. All right. Man, that was hard. All right. It was like being back in the classroom again. All right. Faith, hope, grace, love. In church school today, you're going to revisit the story of what happened when they saw the empty tomb. You'll revisit that, and you're going to hear a little bit about a guy named Thomas and what it means to be a believer. And if you thought love was only found in fairy tales, made for someone else, but not for me. Anybody? Did anybody get that? And then I saw her face, and I'm a
believer.
Thank you. All right. There you go, Monkey's Fans, or Smash Mouth, or whatever it was. All right. Let's pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for the gifts of faith, hope, grace, and love. We ask you constantly to make us believers, to renew that faith that was given to us as a promise of the resurrection. We ask this in the name of the risen Christ.
Amen. Let's go to church school. Don't run me over. All right.
For our scripture reading this morning, the book of Acts, chapter 4, verses 32 to 35. Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held in common. With great power, the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as owned lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what they sold. They laid out at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in a responsive reading. Psalm 133 is found in your worship guide. When very good and pleasant it is, how very good and pleasant it is when kindred love together in unity.
It is like the precious oil on the head, running down upon the ear, on the ear of Aaron, running down over the collar of his robes.
It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls upon the mountains of Zion.
For there the Lord proclaimed his blessing, life forevermore.
Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from John's gospel. When it was evening that day, the first day of the week, and the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was also called Twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may continue to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name.
the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
What's one of the first things we are taught to do with others? I heard it back here. Share. That's right. As young children, we are taught to share our toys with our siblings or with other children who are playing with us, whether we like them or not. Sometimes this proved to be a battle, either with us or our children or our grandchildren. Now, I know that at Christmas, any toys or games were addressed to the Nesbitt family and not to us individually. This cut down on any sibling squabbles over a game. And of course, one of the phrases taught to young children, share, share, it's fair. That's right. Now, this can translate into adulthood. When we develop friendships, we often share what we have with our friends. How many of us go to someone's house for dinner without at least offering what they can bring to add to the meal? Sometimes this is simply a courtesy, and we hope they won't want us to bring something, but particularly if you're me. But when it's a small dinner gathering, I like to tell people, just bring yourselves. Just come. Of course, if they insist, I do try to find something that they can bring without causing them to go out of their way. But we may joke about it when I invite them to dinner and they inquire if they can bring anything. I will sometimes say, the dinner. But we do like to share, and we like to contribute. I think that this comes from being from a large family, where things were much better when everybody contributed. For those of us who are married, have been married, or have a partner or a significant other in their lives, we know that we share our belongings with that person. And if we had or have children, we are certainly sharing or providing for their needs. For those of us not actually raising the grandchildren, we know that this takes on a whole new level. Well, what I'd like us to do is to go back and look at our scripture this morning when it comes to sharing. The standard for the Jewish community at the time was that people were supposed to care for others, particularly those who could not care for themselves. Could not care for themselves. Jesus showed them this in the way he washed their feet that night at the Last Supper. And also feeding the 5,000 during the, not counting women and children, of course, as the scripture says, so thousands upon thousands after the Sermon on the Mount. And he fed these thousands with a few fish and a few loaves of bread. People were amazed, of course. What I'd like us to do is to look at who was fed and what the prerequisites were behind those who received something to eat that day. No one was interviewed about what they had brought. Well, except for the young boy who had a few fish and a few loaves of bread. The disciples did not hand out applications for the crowd to fill out based on their ability to pay or their household income. They were simply fed. It was on this standard that the early Christian communities were founded. Everyone shared what they had so that no one was in need. It doesn't mean that you simply take without giving. Because in later accounts, we found out that not everyone was willing to do his or her part, and this was addressed accordingly. Our very brief reading from the Acts of the Apostles, though, brings us this information. What we do miss, though, is that they came to this realization, I believe, through the resurrection gifts of, again, faith, hope, grace, and love. From the believing part, from the faith part that Thomas shares, that we understand, those of us, and Jesus says, blessed are those who believe, who haven't seen. We still believe. I think that we are called to share the gifts of faith, hope, grace, and love with our friends, with our families, and those who are in need. We want to share our spiritual, financial, physical resources with those who cannot provide for themselves. So today, I remind all of us, in the spirit of Jesus, let us share what we can and when we can. As appropriate, let us share without qualifications, so that members of our community will not want for anything. Amen. Let's take just a few moments of reflection. As we come to prayer this morning, we are mindful of our joys and concerns that are listed in our worship guide. We celebrate with those who will have birthdays this week, our over 80 members, Marilyn Smith and Joan Deacon. We remember our friends in senior care facilities. We pray for Leslie, for Barry, Bob, Betty, Joan, and Nancy. And we remember our prayers and for our members and friends of the congregation, for Armand, Olivia, Jonathan, Barbara, Ann, Jeff, Dave, Don, Heidi, Castle, Kathy, Shirley, Judy, Marilyn, Leslie, Tom, Jean, Peter, Bruce, Lindsay, Kurt, Ariana, John, Susan, Robert, Betty, Bob, Mark, Shirley, Bruce, Alan, and Jody. We pray for our world and for all the things going on, for anyone who may have been injured or experienced trauma from the earthquake. We pray for Israeli and Palestinian citizens caught in. And of course, as we pray today, we remember those intentions and those prayers that remain in the silence of our hearts, known only to us and to God. And may God be with you.
And also with you.
Please pray with me. Holy God, lover of your children, the tomb has been opened, and we dance into your future. Your life has dawned on us, and we surround you with our praise. You reach out your hand and lead us into joy.
Jesus Christ, faithful witness, you pick open the locked doors of our hearts and come in to be with us forever. You breathe peace into our souls so we may bring healing to a troubled world. Holy Spirit, breath of peace, show us our hearts so we may give love to others. Show us our hands and send us to serve the needy. Show us your hope so that we may live in your joy. God in community, holy in one, who is, who was, and who is to come, we ask you to hear our prayers this day and always. And we make our prayer this day through the risen Christ. Amen. The love and light of God both flow through our lives, bringing us joy and hope. With thanksgiving in our hearts, let us offer our gifts to God, the source of all our blessings. With this, our morning offering will now be received.
Thank you.
for the presence of the risen Christ. Bless these gifts that they may help bring your love and light into our community and our world. Amen. You may be seated. Blessed be God, who feeds the hungry, who raises the poor, who fills our praise. All are welcome at the table of the Lord. Let all who seek, let all who believe or want to believe, come to this table. And may God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to God Most High.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and true, beautiful and holy that we should, in ceaseless joy, give our thanks and praise to you, holy and merciful God, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. And so, in grateful procession of endless praise, with the church that is, was, and shall be forever, we glorify you in song. So that from east to west, north to south, a perfect offering may be made to the glory of your name. And so, God, we give you and bring you these gifts. We ask you to make them holy by the power of your Spirit, that they may become for us the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. As they celebrated one last Passover meal together, Jesus dispensed with the normal blessing. But he took bread, he broke it, gave it to those present, and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you.
When it came time to share the cup instead of the regular blessing, he said, "Take this, all of you, and drink it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven. Whenever you do this, do it in memory of me." Through the broken bread, we participate in the body of Christ. Through the cup of salvation, we participate in the blood of Christ. So come, for all things are ready. I give you the bread.
Thank you.
ministering to you in his name, I give you the cup. Please join with me in the prayer of thanksgiving as found in your worship guide. Eternal God, we thank you for your presence in this holy feast. May we know the presence of Jesus among us. Take us from this table, raised and restored, ready now to serve
in the power of the Spirit.
Please join in our going forth closing hymn, Come You Faithful, Raise the Strain, number 247 in the Blue Hymnal. And always. Amen.